Former city councilman, now school reform commission head Bill Green believes there are options if lawmakers in Harrisburg reject the city's cigarette tax idea.
A 1% increase in every city tax, simply 1% in everything across the board, would raise $34 million. 2% would raise $76 million. There's certainly that option.
Green is not suggesting raising tax rates by a percentage point. He would raise rates to bring in an extra 1%, but the idea didn't go over well with council. Green says the schools need a promised $120 million from a sales tax surcharge, plus $75 million from a cigarette tax to prevent massive cuts in employees and services come September. Council President Darrell Clark pointedly told Green that if some of that falls through, there's no other money for the schools. Green responded by questioning other council priorities, such as restoring fire department cutbacks.
I'm worried about that statement. I'm not worried about how we would get the money, whether it's cuts. You know, what's more important, eliminating brownouts or having 43 kids in a class?
Council has until the end of June to pass a budget, but usually wants to do so sooner. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.